Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and I'm off the air. As you recall, the last podcast, we requested music submitted by you, the listener, and this has been submitted by a gentleman by the name of Nigel Laskowski. It even has words. We're going over some emails that we received from the last podcast that we did. We asked what your thoughts were, and you certainly weren't shy in sending your emails in to chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com. And what we heard was that, first of all, everyone very kind in saying that they love the first one, they're curious, they need to hear more. And then another comment was, we'd like to hear what about Chick's off-the-air life, what he does when he's not on the Bob and Tom Show, what he does when he's at home. So we thought it might be a good idea to bring the person I live with and have her on the podcast and see what she has to say about Chick McGee off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, my girlfriend Jessica is here. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
She's a little nervous. She's not on the radio.
Nope. Oh.
Just let the record show she shook her head first and then said nope.
Right.
What you do primarily is
maintain you.
Maintain me. I really?
Not okay. Main. Not like you know, like maintenance. Not like a maintenance man. Like, I just, you know, make sure that you're good. You good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I hear that a lot.
Done.
I hear that a lot every day, and I enjoy it very much.
You good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
And
I am nervous. We talked about this the other day, and the first thing I said when
this
you said we were going to do...
You said we were going to do a podcast. What do you think, babe? You want to be on the podcast? She goes, sure, but the one thing I'll be nervous about is...
That I'm going to put my face too close to the microphone.
She doesn't want to have her face too close to the microphone, so I think you're doing fine. Oh, we're having her microphone adjusted, actually.
Okay.
By Jason, the producer. I thought it was fine. Why did you do that? Now you've thrown her.
We had a little before.
Yeah. And then you can see
had
me, too.
But you made me do a little warm-up session with the headphones
keep
and the microphone. We had to talk.
Keep your headphones
and I
on.
Said I don't like to wear the headphones because I don't like the sound of my voice.
Your voice is fine.
Mm.
No?
I disagree.
All right. Well, what do you think of my voice? That's our producer, Jason. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hi, Chick.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jason.
Jason and Jess go way back.
Way back.
They've been good friends before actually Jess and I started living together. So
yes, that's true.
We were
awkward.
We were office mates.
Office mates.
Yeah, they were in the same office together.
Yeah.
They were.
That's right.
Two of the best years I had in this building.
We did. That was fun.
Because now I don't have anybody.
I know. I'm sorry.
When are you coming back?
What about now? Well. What about now? These are good years, right?
What's,
right now, right? With the podcast?
No, it's very good.
The off-the-air podcast taking off like it is?
Good years. Is this your second podcast?
Okay. Here's an email we received, chickmcgee@chickmcgee.com. It says, I would like to thank you for making a podcast. I enjoyed listening to it, and I'm excited about the next one. I hope there is a next one. That's very kind. This is from Steve. I learned a little bit about you, had a few laughs. Thanks again. That is Steve. So these are all, I asked Jason, he kind of goes through the emails. I asked Jason, did you delete all the negative ones? And he said, no, there weren't that many negative ones.
Well, how many people are going to go out there and go, you know what, I hate that Chick McGee.
Well,
you'd be surprised.
Let's listen to
you'd
his
be
podcast.
Very, very surprised.
People call the house. I'm kidding.
People call
Let
hang
me see. M. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look up the McGees.
Here's another email from Charlie. Pretty good first podcast. Just so you know, about 95% of all podcasts have a shaky first show. All right, fair enough. I am sure you will ease into it, and I don't think Bill Maher has been funny since DC Cab.
Okay.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you, Charlie. And he says, thanks for the show. So that's a good one.
Can we put a date on DC Cab?
I'm going to say
I don't know what it is.
Are you,
so we can start there.
So,
I don't know what it is.
There you go. Here's one. I love the podcast. Chick, I really enjoyed the podcast. As a longtime listener to the Bob and Tom Show, I've always enjoyed your interaction with the rest of the crew and a guest. I think you're on the right track with this thing. I'll continue to listen, and I look forward to a long day, month, year, decade of podcast-free Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. We did make a point of saying that we would try to not have Bill Maher on the show if that was going to be a deciding factor in listening or not. You're worried about Bill Maher might pop up. Don't worry about it. He won't be on. And one final email. Keep it up. I listen to several different podcasts. Yours is as good as any humorous podcast so far. I'm a longtime listener, first time emailer. Yeah, that's a reference to Mr. Obvious. They're very kind. Give myself and the rest of the Chick McGee Nation another way to get our Chick Fill. That's from Jason. So thank you, Jason.
Like, not
just Jason. Or unless.
Is there a better way to say nation? Because everything's got its own nation.
It started, I think, with the Raiders in the NFL, Raider Nation, but now everyone's adopted it.
Is Chick McGee Nation okay?
Chick McGee Nation, I think, is okay.
I don't know. It sounds kind of cult-like.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. I don't have a problem
what
with that.
What about a community?
At all.
That sounds much
The Chick
nicer.
McGee community, though, sounds like a worldwide minorities. Community sounds reminds me of minority for some reason. I don't
minorities.
Know why.
Minorities.
Well,
know. You know, people that like Chick McGee
would be in the minority.
There you go.
Right, and it is a cult, I guess. So,
what about chickheads? Is
all
that
these
good
are
or
fine.
Bad?
No, remember chickmunks is what they're.
Oh, they are chickmunks
on Twitter. Oh. They're chickmunks. You don't like that?
No, it's fine. I'm sure it's great.
What's wrong with chickmunks?
I don't know.
Is there a hyphen in there? What do we do? One
no,
word.
It's one word.
One word.
Chickmunks.
Okay. No? Visually, I'm not getting it over there.
Okay.
Do you have a better one, or that one just not good enough?
Chickmunks.
I don't have a better one, but I'm not a fan of that one.
All right. Well, we're looking for names.
All right. Okay. Let's get to Chick at Home. I guess a typical day. What was that?
I don't know.
Okay. I take a nap every day.
Usually.
Try to.
Except on Fridays, because you know you get to sleep in on Saturday.
Right.
Oh, so you hold back all day.
Friday, I try to go for it on Friday.
He's crazy.
Stay up all day.
So even on a Monday, you need a nap?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Especially
Monday. Because Sunday, we normally have Sunday dinner at the house
mm-hmm.
with the family.
Okay.
The extended family.
Okay.
And if it's a fat kid weekend, then...
We call it a fat kid weekend. It's what we do.
Maybe once a month, maybe, hopefully.
We try to have a fat kid weekend
we just eat whatever we want
and
we don't leave the house.
And we watch bad TV and we don't leave the house.
Pretty much.
You know, because my social calendar being, you know,
right,
who I am, it fills up pretty. That doesn't even sound like it would be a truth, would it? No, does it?
So eat what you want, watch bad TV.
Usually.
The reality stuff.
We made the mistake of one fat kid weekend. We did. I'd never seen Bridges of Madison County.
And I'd never seen The Notebook.
And he'd never seen The Notebook. So
we watched them 2 days in a row. And I almost had a nervous breakdown.
So, and was that
She's a little bit more emotionally stable than I am. I almost couldn't take it.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. I tend to, whatever we're watching.
The movies weren't bad. The recovery time, that was what was bad.
I tend to, whatever we're watching, I tend to equate it to us.
No.
Okay.
Like, what if that happened to us? What about that?
No.
They're talking about it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a TV show. It's.
Yeah.
I relate to people through movies.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Like, if I'm trying to make a point, I'll recall a scene from a movie. It's not good.
Or Seinfeld.
Or
it
is good.
I do the same.
Or you do Seinfeld.
I do Seinfeld.
Seinfeld would be a lot lighter.
Right.
Yeah. That'd be great if you used Seinfeld.
So while you're watching shows or movies, you're like, they're just like us. Do you get that a lot? When there's a couple?
All the time.
All the time.
Oh. All the time.
Constantly would be the word. Yeah. Constantly.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
See how he's treating her? That's the way I treat you. And then if the girl's mean, I go see how she's treating him. That's the way you treat me.
Are you being serious right now?
No, of course not. She likes to look at Pinterest. She's Pinterest crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been on this website or not. Talk about cults.
Oh, yeah. It's bad.
At some point, don't you put so much stuff on Pinterest that it all kind of loses any sort of relevancy?
Well, that's the thing is that I think I've done one thing from Pinterest. And but somehow it validates like that I have good ideas that aren't mine, but they belong to me if I pin them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you find ideas on there and tell people they're yours?
No, I know. I don't ever claim anything. No, no. But then if somebody asks me something and then I say, oh, yeah, you could do this from Pinterest. And they're, you're so helpful. Yeah, I thrive on that, being helpful.
You're so helpful being a conduit to Pinterest for me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Kind
of. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What else happens? I do some home improvements every now and then. Like last night. True story. She goes out, is shopping all day, and comes home with a... We have two bathrooms. I don't mind bragging. Two bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Two full bathrooms. I'm talking showers in both. So I was doing something in our bathroom, and she had to go take a shower in the other bathroom. And the shower curtain touched her.
Nah.
And she didn't care for it. Am I making any of this up?
No, this is all very true.
And so yesterday she brought home one of those half moon, those curved shower rods that the curtain goes on and it kind of gives you a little bit more room. So
absolutely.
The curtain will not touch you. Mm-hmm. So she does not say, go put the shower curtain up or anything like that, or the shower rod. I just decide, okay, I'm going to go do this right now. And as I said in the previous podcast, it takes me, I don't know. I had it up once, had to take it down, had to take it down again before I got it put up right.
Yeah, that's about right. But you know what I thought when I was coming home? I thought, I wonder if he's already taken a shower or if he's going to take a shower before he goes to bed, because he's not going to get sweaty from the act of putting it up, but he gets so upset and so nervous that he sweats. We can't get in a grocery line. We can't check into a hotel. Mm-hmm. He breaks out into a sweat.
Yeah, that's my one giveaway. When I'm really genuinely upset, I start to sweat.
He sweats a lot.
I lead the league in flop sweat. It's unbelievable.
I don't understand.
Or anger sweat, I guess.
Getting in a grocery line
it's not angry. He just gets nervous because...
I get nervous at the self-check line.
Self-checkout. Because if something doesn't ring up, then he does, and he starts wiping his... If he wipes his brow, it's over.
And in my defense, she's on bagging. I'm on the price code. I run it in front of the window, and it beeps or not. Mm-hmm. So almost always, no matter what, how I'm doing it, she comes back and goes, well, you know, waving it in front of it like that's not helping. Have you said that?
Yes. And so now he knows to leave the things that don't scan on the first try off to the side, and I'll come up and I'll fix it and I'll make them go at the end, and then we're done.
You could apply that to any part of our lives. She says, I'll come up and I'll fix it, you could put that in any part of our
lives. Is the source of this because you don't trust him bagging?
Yes, absolutely.
A bagger. I had a bagger job in high school for, I think, like 2 weeks.
No, can't go get groceries by himself. He drops the milk in the driveway almost 50% of the time.
That is absolutely the truth.
Yes.
At least half the time.
All the time.
I open the back door of the truck and the milk rolls out into the driveway.
So now if he goes and gets milk, I say, leave the milk in the car, I'll come get it. That's true.
I wish this was all not true. Yeah, that's my latest.
You realize no one's going to believe this.
But I go to the grocery store most often.
Not for like big trips, but you'll go to like get a couple things. Like, hey, this is what we're having for dinner. We need these five things. Can you text them to me? I'm going to the grocery store. That's what happens.
I've gone to the big. You've trusted me with the big trips before.
Not alone. No, you haven't. Be serious.
Yeah, maybe not. That one big store I can't go to because. There are too many items, and I don't remember where they are, and I have to.
I make my grocery list according to the layout of the grocery store, so that we don't pass anything.
Left to right.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. You walk in, you go left to right.
No,
what do you mean left to right? Why are you
asking
her?
I start on the left because.
Who does this? Does everyone do this?
All our grocery the.
Our baby grocery store, or the big grocery.
The big grocery store, which has all kinds of items. It goes front to back, but it's on the left side. So I start left and then I make a big U shape because I don't need anything in the middle of the store.
Okay. So there's a baby grocery store?
Uh-huh. We live in a small town
We use that term for everything.
Yeah, so we have like a smaller grocery store.
Will you get me the screwdriver? You mean the baby screwdriver? No, the big screwdriver. You started that.
Sorry.
It's all right. Let's see, what else? I go to the grocery store. Oh, I hold my end up on the housework, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, right?
Absolutely.
Like I love to vacuum.
He does.
Love to vacuum. And we've got this one handheld vacuum. with a battery in it. I can't tell you what brand it is, but it rhymes with ricin. And it is great.
What do you mean there's a battery in it? It's rechargeable?
It's a rechargeable vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Okay.
And it really does a nice job for being a battery. I mean, you wouldn't
sometimes think. Sometimes we fuss over who gets to use the vacuum, that vacuum.
She really likes that one, and I don't mind the big one. Yeah. And sometimes she uses the baby one.
I don't like the cord.
The baby vacuum.
That's true.
And I pretty much am in charge of the dishes and the dishwasher. Pretty much.
I'll unload in the morning.
Mm.
About 30% of the time.
Yeah, it might be high.
Okay.
I don't unload because I'm up early, and she doesn't like to be.
He doesn't unload. He unloads, and then I go back and put things where they belong. So that might be why.
Okay. Scavenger hunt.
You hang on just a second.
It is a little
I didn't know you did that.
Well.
Do I just put things back willy nilly, and you've never told me?
Sometimes.
Really? So he thinks he's been doing it right this whole time?
No, I think it's almost like the.
Do I get him in the journal area?
Sometimes not. Sometimes I can tell that you're just
mailing it in.
You're mailing it in.
Well, the cups are in the bowls.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
I gotta be honest. I kind of suspected that.
Yeah.
But I put the dishes in the dish rack.
Yeah.
How much rinsing do you do?
Rinsing?
Before getting to the dishwasher.
I do rinsing. I rinse
pretty
well.
I'm all about the rinse.
Yeah. No, the casual rule is if she always cooks, and so I always clean up.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I clean the toilets.
Could this be any more boring?
Are we boring right now?
I don't know.
I think people are.
What do you got, Jason?
Here's my question.
Wait a minute. Hold it. She's starting to run the show. This is my podcast.
You
this is
shut up. No.
The garbage disposal.
I put that in.
But how often does it get used? Is it like you just throw whatever in there? Because I could see him, put it
corn
in there,
cobs,
goes away. It's
it's
out of mind, out of sight.
Yeah, corn cobs, sometimes silverware.
I don't put corn cobs
sometimes
down the garbage disposal. I used to put eggs down the garbage, but
no,
I don't do
shells,
that anymore.
No.
It's like an artery, you know.
Well,
We have a compost bin in our kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have a septic tank.
We're on a well,
so everything goes into the septic tank. So does that make any difference what you put down the garbage disposal? Maybe it should. I don't know.
I think that our garbage disposal is probably overused.
I think a bigger point is it's the Waste King 8000. I installed it all by myself, and it's still working to this day, and it has one full horsepower. So whatever you need to put down that baby,
it's gone.
It's chewing it up. It's hauling the mail.
Would you say you guys run a free-range house?
Free range.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's,
Do you think? I think it's pretty casual.
I think it is. Yeah.
No, I'm saying you got the, compost bin. You've got.
Oh, sure. Like, yes.
Like a chicken.
Yes,
oh,
no.
Free range
have,
chicken.
Yes,
you're
we
a free range house.
We have recycle. We have.
Yeah, we recycle and we, yeah, I think so.
We just had a garage sale. That was kind of fun.
What?
Did you? Were you out there like selling stuff?
Does that mean I think of a garage sale?
It was so cute. Chick tried to put some Redskins jackets in there, and some guy came up and he's like, "How much you want for this?" Chick said, "Well, it's a $350 jacket. I'll sell it to you for $250." And I'm like, "We're at a garage sale." The guy was thinking you were going to say like $12,
right?
No,
I'm just saying it's a good jacket. That's all. I'm not going to let it go for. We did okay, though.
We did okay,
We made some money.
We did.
Were you out there with like a microphone and a little voice box?
Yeah,
2000,
I don't go anywhere without a microphone. No, Jason. I was there. I was having it. That's my home. I was.
Who needs a onesie? We got ones. You know,
mm-hmm.
Some guy did sell us some ones.
He did.
This might be a little boring now. I kind of agree.
Go ahead.
Do you have what are we going to do? Do you have questions for us?
Yeah. All right. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
Kind of get to know the couple?
Sure. I'd like to get to know the couple.
I would love to get to know them.
These are random, so there's no
random
like
question.
Sort of random.
And there's no hidden meaning. Are you sure?
This one might not be. This might only be a weekend thing.
Okay.
A Saturday morning thing.
Okay.
I'll go to Jess first.
Okay.
How would you rate his morning breath?
Oh.
Way better than mine.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
I could probably kill a small child with my morning breath.
It's.
His breath is never that bad, ever.
And neither, actually, neither is hers.
That's not true.
So I don't know what.
Sometimes when I know it's bad, I'll lick the back of my hand and then let it dry and smell it so that I know what it smells like. Have you ever done that?
Okay, no. I really don't know what she's talking about right now. She's licking the back of her hand. I don't.
And you smell
it. And you smell it?
You can smell your own breath.
All right. I think mine's worse. So.
Mm-mm.
Mine, it's like a cat. Oh, wait a minute. It's like a cat shit in my mouth. Okay, that's what it's like. Okay. Sorry, go ahead. Next.
All right. Who is better at handling money?
Neither one of us.
I'm going to tap out.
Really? Yep.
Both? Both of us. Well, we have no business.
No.
No. Are you kidding me?
No. So you're both enable. It's like, hey, should we go buy? I don't know. I'm thinking about it. And the other one, basically, you're looking for the other one to jump on and go, yeah, let's go.
No. It's more like, you know what? I think we should get this. And then Chick says, okay, let's go. That's what it's like. But I'll usually stew over a purchase for about 2 months if it's a big purchase. But yeah, neither of us really have any business.
No.
Handling any kind of money.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
If we could go in the barter system, we'd be much better off, I think.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Bartering with all your goods and services?
Absolutely.
Probably.
Every one of them. Yeah.
All right.
What's the old, my checking account, I just switch banks and start over. So... that's how I balance my checkbook. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite meal to cook together?
Together?
Well,
we don't cook meals
that's
together.
True. Okay. What's...
You know, I've always wanted to cook a meal together, but this is a true story.
Oh, God.
If you want... That's my microphone. If you want to... if she's cooking and you want to go into the kitchen...
Not allowed. Get out.
Not allowed. Get out. You have to time it so you don't get... very close
you
to her.
You have to ask permission.
Permission to come into the kitchen.
Permission granted.
Permission
or denied.
Granted or denied. Mostly it's denied.
We have a galley kitchen for starters.
It's kind of small.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't need that mess. I need you to stay out of my way.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so I kind of sit in the next room and kind of yell stuff into her.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't help? Because I don't run the show, but I like to help.
Well, I asked him to chop onions one time and I'll never ask him again.
It's a true story. I used to think I chopped onions with the best of them, but apparently I'm an awful onion chopper.
He is the worst.
But the meal would be lasagna. Her lasagna is incredible. It's very good.
Family recipe?
No, it's mine.
It's yours?
It's
okay.
Mine.
She's Italian, you know.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Really? I
Italian.
All right, I'm going to go to Jess on this one.
Go.
If Chick was a cartoon character, which one would he be?
Come on. Oh, this will be good because she has a whole different frame of cartoon characters than I do.
Mm-hmm. No, I think of...
Because what cartoon characters did you have when you were growing up? Like the Snorks?
See, you say that and I don't remember the
Smurfs.
The Smurfs. I remember the Snorks.
You're aware of them.
I was a big...
Care Bears?
I had a Care Bear. I didn't watch a lot of cartoons. My brother watched a lot of cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
I was very busy. I was usually eavesdropping on adult conversations and being very nosy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stuff like that. But I would always... I always think of Droopy Dog. I really do.
He's kind of sad, you know.
It's not that. It's more because he has sad eyes.
Hello.
He always has sad eyes.
I do have sad eyes.
He has sad eyes. So sad.
Me and Paul McCartney. Do I get to tell her what cartoon
character? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Oh, you thought I had one right ready, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, so did I.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have sold that so well.
Good.
Yeah.
Gosh. I think that Cindy Bear, Yogi Bear's girlfriend, or...
I'd go with like the neighbor on the Flintstones.
Oh, Betty Rubble. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No? Yeah. No? You even kind of look like Betty Rubble, okay. Actually. Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit?
No, not Jessica Rabbit. No. I know a lot of guys go to Jessica Rabbit, but there's
no?
Nothing there.
Betty Boop.
A little Betty Boopish, a little Betty Rubble.
Betty Boop's more your time frame, right?
Are we going to talk about that? Is that what we're going to talk about?
Go.
She's a little bit younger than me. Do we know that?
That's fine.
Like 20 years?
Plus.
20. I can't recommend it more highly.
Okay, last Christmas, do you recall what you got each other?
best Christmas.
The big.
It was the
big
best Christmas ever.
I'm not very much a Christmas fan, but it was a good Christmas. That was the best Christmas.
You got me a remote car starter for my car.
That you still haven't installed?
I still haven't had it installed.
It goes on his phone.
Yeah, you can start your car from your phone.
Yeah, we kind of have a small garage, and he always lets me park in the garage through the winter, and he parks outside. Mm-hmm. And it hooks up to your smartphone, and you can start your car from there.
And it hasn't got installed?
There's a part that has to go in the car, so you can...
No.
Who puts that on there?
My sort of brother-in-law, I guess, but we haven't gotten that far yet.
Right.
It's only been, 8 months?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great Christmas.
What did you get?
We talked about that on the other show. I got you earrings, and I gave them to you early.
Yeah,
that's right.
He always gives me gifts early.
Yeah. I can't help it.
Yep.
Then don't shop early.
For my birthday, you didn't though. Did you wait till my birthday?
What did I get you for your birthday last year?
This year.
Oh, you had a birthday this year too, didn't you?
About a month ago.
What did I get you? That's horrible. I can't remember.
I can't either. Yes, it's right here.
Oh, your purse. I got your purse. I got your purse.
Yeah.
Yes, made out of unborn.
You guys got it together.
Awful.
Made on unborn panda pelts. You think?
Yeah, kind of. I wouldn't want to listen to this. Is that bad? Should I not say that?
Hopefully, we'll cut that part out, Jason. But we'll see. Who knows?
All right. Where would your dream vacation be?
And
they can be different.
Mine would be on a lake.
They can be
probably
different and go with different people.
No. Maybe it's two different vacations.
I know he wants to go to Baker Lake, Canada.
Baker Lake, Canada. That's where I'd go.
I don't want to go there.
What is Baker Lake?
It's like 32 degrees all the time.
It's like in the middle of Canada.
He likes wool socks and turtlenecks and
big thick sweaters. If I could all year round, I'd be very happy.
You know, you can do that here in January most years.
I know.
But he likes it year round.
So they don't have any seasons.
It's not really
the same day.
It's like the highest it gets is like 55 degrees
like
there or something.
It's crazy.
Where did you hear about this place?
I don't know.
I don't remember. I saw it somewhere and I put it on my phone. I have it on my iPhone for temperature, one of the cities.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't even know if there's people that live there.
I'm sure they're... You know what? I think they live there and they're very happy.
You think so?
That's what I hear. They're very excited because the climate's always... They're never too hot. They're never too cold. That's kind of... Where would you... You'd want to go to a lake.
I'd want to go to a real lake, not like a frozen lake.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
She's a big tuber.
On a boat.
She likes to tube.
I don't. I haven't tubed since I was a kid. Okay.
You tubed on the houseboat.
I told him
3 years ago.
I did. It was a flying tube.
She made the tube fly.
It was scary.
Have you heard of these? They drag these giant inner tubes behind a boat, and they go fast enough, and she's light enough, and the tube's big enough that it goes in the air.
They're aerodynamic enough to where
it flies in the air.
What?
Yeah. We have video somewhere.
And there were like 4 or 5 people who tried to make it, and she's the only one that could fly it. Oh, yeah. She's quite the tuber. If they had tuber, and not potatoes, if they had tubers in the Olympics, she could be on the team.
Really?
I'm just saying. I'm not making fun. You're a very good tuber.
And what could you be at an Olympic sport?
In the Olympics?
Yeah, what would you do?
I'm thinking discus, maybe shot put.
Have you ever done either one of those things?
Discus, I did in high school, thank you, lady. Yeah.
Yeah, this is my favorite thing to do. I get him fired up about something so unimportant. And look at him, he's like, yes, I did discus. What the fuck's your problem? Just loses his mind.
Next question.
No, I want to go. You did discus?
Yeah, I threw a discus.
So there was practice?
Track practice, track bus. Love the track bus, much funner than the football bus. Track bus was cool because all of my black friends were on the track bus.
Oh, okay.
That's what made it fun.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. Well, the black guys were on the football bus too, but I don't know. There was something about the track
Football's
bus.
Football's pretty serious.
Yeah, track was really, and it's more.
Were there girls on the track bus?
No, there weren't any girls on the track bus. Mm-hmm. Were there? No.
They didn't let girls run track back then.
They barely let the black guys run track then. Oh, what are Jesus. You talking about? It's only 23 years different anyway.
A lot can happen.
What was I saying?
So you're on the bus. What's cool? Those guys are cool.
Track,
we're more laid back.
Track is not so much a team sport as it is an individual sport riding the same bus. So it was a little bit more laid back on the track bus. That's why I liked it.
Any good stories from the track bus? I mean,
I saw this guy for the first time.
I'm so nervous about
he could spit a hawker and almost hit the ground, hit the floor of the bus and sucked it back into his mouth. That was pretty amazing.
Yep.
I know. Okay. Yeah, that happened.
That's gross.
There was some other, I saw some pictures.
I'd edit some
stuff here. Yeah, pictures and stuff. Next question? Or do you have one?
I have one. I'm just thinking there's guys. Did you talk about girls on the bus?
The track bus?
Yeah.
I always talked about girls.
No, he didn't. He talked about a girl.
Oh, let's not do that and at by, all. I'm giving you the big eyes.
The big eyes.
Was that UGG girl?
There was a girl.
Yeah, sure. Well, there's, you know, in high
there's
school.
There's always a girl.
Sure.
Yeah,
but you still talk about her when you're 53?
For the rest of your life.
That's fine.
Isn't she adorable?
All right, never mind about that first kiss question.
It was my cousin. We've talked about that.
Oh, my God.
Didn't you know that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Sure didn't.
First cousin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not even like once removed or third or fourth or anything. No, that'd be silly.
My mom's sisters.
I mean, cousins are just so readily available. Why wouldn't you kiss one?
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't.
How'd it go?
Jerry Lee Lewis thought it was okay.
Was it just a kiss on Jerry Lee Lewis? Didn't he just marry another family member or something crazy?
Yeah. No, I think you could consider. I think you would qualify what we did as making out.
Did you touch anything?
Not anything substantial, no. Her breast, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, so maybe
did my
like...
voice break on the word breast? What does that mean? Yeah.
Hmm.
But as you said, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
One of the questions here,
yeah,
good segue, is do you know how many cousins and can you kind of name some of the cousins or are you close to some of the cousins of the other person?
No. I am not close to any of Chick's cousins. We know, you keep in contact with some on Facebook. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know what, to be very honest.
To be honest, I don't really. I mean, I've seen
my cousins
Ohio a couple
and,
times.
Yeah.
But her family all live.
We all live very close.
Within like a block of us. So
very, very close.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like the door will bell ring and there'll be somebody at the door.
Mm-hmm.
The pop-in?
No one does the. Well, no.
Yeah, they do.
Nah. Well, not a true pop in. Just the one time.
Right. And that never happened again.
Right.
Bad timing?
It was a bad. Well, yeah. You know, nobody likes the pop in.
Should you have been upstairs, perhaps?
No, not one of those.
Not one of those.
No. No, not one of those.
I don't even think we'd answer the door.
That's good.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be like the new. Well, I guess it is. Like, go ahead.
No. Who's the safer driver?
I am.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
That's probably true. I'm generally not an angry person, but when I drive, it's...
Like as soon as you start the car?
No, I just really hate everybody else.
As soon as she starts moving.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm driving, if we're moving, she falls asleep.
Right.
Sometimes in the driveway when I turn the key on.
Yes, I'm like a child.
But... if she's driving, a lot of tailgating by other drivers, that drivers tailgate you.
Right.
And what else happens?
I just get angry.
She yells.
I kind of black out, I guess. I don't know what happens.
She drives way too fast. I know that.
Not always. Okay. Maybe always.
Do you not sit there when I'm driving and go, wow, you're going slow.
Right. That's true. He's the better driver.
I'm going the speed limit.
Now, Jess, you have a Twitter account, I've seen some of those angry tweets.
Which one?
During or post driving?
Sure.
Do you pull off to the side to properly tweet, or are you in the moment?
No. If I'm tweeting and driving, I'm usually using the voice activated. I can say it, and it'll tweet it and send it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
that works with
Siri, Twitter.
The Siri thing or whatever, or is it just the voice thing?
No, it's the Siri thing on your phone.
Now, do you have a different voice when you do that to kind of make sure it gets your every word?
I have to calm down usually before I can do it so that it'll pick it up. And
she really does get upset.
I do. I get really upset in the road.
Okay.
That's true.
She brake checks. You know what a brake check is?
Oh, I will brake check the shit out of somebody.
Yeah, she'll brake check. You know what?
I think you'll regret that eventually.
Yeah, I will regret it when I'm in a wreck.
A brake check is someone's following you too close, and mm-hmm. you being followed, tap your brakes.
Or I won't tap. If I know that the person behind me is equally as crazy as I am, I will just slow down, or I will pull over and let them pass, and then I will tailgate them.
See how she did that, though? She made it sound perfectly reasonable. I will pull over, and then I'll follow them and tailgate them.
How do you judge how crazy they are, though?
It depends on... I think you can judge someone's craziness by the amount of shit they have hanging from their rearview mirror.
What about the car itself? Sometimes the car alone speaks volumes.
I think it does. If you drive a bright yellow car, I don't need to know anything else about you.
I've never agreed with any statement any more than that one.
It's over. Yeah, that's true. I don't want to talk to you or look at you.
Way too bright.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we found the dark side.
Sorry. Oh,
yeah. See, I didn't know this was there.
Oh, no. She has road rage.
So when you guys go together, it's usually...
He'll
the chickster driving,
yeah.
Just for that mm-hmm. fact, or just because you're the man?
There's a hang up here, but
to be honest, my mother always drove when my mother and father went out because my father never had a driver's license.
Okay,
but when I think of a woman driving a car and there's a guy in there, I think let the emasculation either begin or continue. And
if I drive, it's usually because he's intoxicated. Is that true? I mean, like if we just go out and he's had a couple drinks, I'll drive home.
Yeah, that's true.
What about if it's almost nappy time? It's like, I shouldn't drive.
You know, I don't know if I like that term, nappy time, but that's what it is. But
no, he's unless I'm traveling with you on the road for a weekend, that would be the only time you would nap in a car, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I drive because she's the girl. Okay, that's why I'm driving, pal.
Right.
So when you go on some of these comedy tour things. Mm-hmm. Is this a whole different relationship or dynamic when you're traveling away from home? I'm not talking about the actual car, but just the hotel, the this and
no,
that.
No,
I don't do real well checking into hotels.
This is how we met. We worked together and traveled together. And
it's a very, very interesting story.
Yeah. So we did that. And so I kind of fall back into that role of, are you okay? Do you need anything? You know, have you taken a shower? Do you know?
Where's your boarding pass?
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens. Okay.
Those kinds of things. But no, it's not.
So you're just taking care, you're maintaining away from home.
Yes. I maintain was a bad choice of words. It was just,
I like maintain.
Caring, okay, yeah.
He has this level of happiness.
Right.
And expectations.
I'm right
you,
here.
You got to keep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to keep reinforcing.
That's a little true.
It's not as true today as it was. I mean, I do okay on my own.
I'm not saying that you don't. I just, this is how I enjoy doing this. This is the way this
she
works.
Does. Her greatest joy in life is taking care of other people and doing things for other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she likes to do. I wish she would. Herself
when you say
more
it like
often.
That, but when you say it like what? That, you make it sound so selfless. But how lucky am I that the one thing that I enjoy is making other people happy?
Right.
But I'm only doing it because it makes me happy. I'm not doing it to make them happy. You know what I mean? Like, don't make me sound like some kind of martyr.
But it does make them happy. I think it's...
Yeah, I'm just lucky
not a martyr.
Right. No.
I'm the martyr.
Right.
What? That was way too quick.
No.
What happened?
I was...
Hello?
Trying to agree with you.
Are you okay to the mic? Distance from the mic, okay?
No, she's great.
Trying to find my footing here.
Mm-hmm. Here, we'll go back a little bit. Who was the last company to come over to your house? I think the word should be invited company.
Invited? Oh, you mean like, I thought he meant like a business.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
You know, company's coming.
The last company we
Saturday
had.
Night, right?
Saturday
we
night.
We took everybody
I'm trying to
dinner.
Think. We did. We invited friends to come to the garage sale. We did that, and then we went.
Whoa! You invited friends to come to the garage. This seems like an odd.
No, I have girlfriend. No, to like friends that don't live in neighborhoods and had stuff. We live in a neighborhood.
That they wanted to sell.
For selling purposes.
Yes, for selling purposes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, come hang out at the garage.
Hey, come hang out at the garage sale. But you know what? So I invite a cousin and a friend mm-hmm. to participate in our garage sale, mm-hmm. and as well as my little brother who lives with us. Mm-hmm. And turned out we had 14 people in my house all day Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It got a little much after a while.
Yeah.
That's why I went up and had a nap.
Yeah.
I tapped out.
Yeah. 30 minutes goes by. I'm like, I haven't seen chick. And I go upstairs and just sleeping.
So you don't tell her?
No. Not when there's that many people. He knows that I get confused and don't pay attention.
So you're taking advantage of the situation.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess it would be.
I would have liked to have had a nap in the middle of the day.
Everybody likes a nap. You should have grabbed one.
They're just free from the day.
Yeah. They're flying around everywhere, man. Grab a nap.
You're right.
I don't know if that's... So did you take all those people out to dinner?
No. What did we do later that
day? I don't know
if
that's like having company.
Sister, most of them finally...
Company over to our home. Okay.
Is that every Sunday?
About every Sunday. Yeah, about every Sunday we have people over. My family and they come over. My uncle John comes usually.
I know John. At Uncle John said on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And maybe an aunt or two and mm-hmm. a cousin mm-hmm. or two or three cousins. Yeah.
Okay, so it's typical 5 to 10 people extra.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. Yep.
No two Sundays are the same.
No, we have a core. We have a core family group that consists of
Uncle John,
you. My brother, Uncle John.
Is it kind of a pitch-in?
No, God, no, no.
You don't allow outside food?
Okay. Number one, don't bring your food to my house.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
Remember the kitchen rule earlier?
Okay. Yeah.
You know that scene at the beginning of Willy Wonka where everybody's sitting in the bed and Willy Wonka's mom, or not Willy Wonka, what's the little boy's name?
Charlie.
Charlie. Mm-hmm.
Charlie Buckets.
Charlie's mom's running around trying to take care of all these people who aren't moving, not doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm Charlie's mom. Yeah. But
that's what you want.
But I like doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
She loves it.
Only on Sundays.
Right. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
So is there no family dinner when you have the fat kid weekend?
No, it's just us on a fat kid weekend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do they all know, it's a fat kid weekend. We're not going over for dinner.
No, I usually will send a mass text on Sunday morning or Saturday night saying this is a go.
Okay.
Or not. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And you're okay with this, Chick?
What do you mean? The Sunday dinners and
stuff? Yeah, I never really see you as being a big 10 people around the dinner table kind of guy.
My extended family, we've never been... close.
Right.
I mean, both my parents are dead and
my family has no boundaries.
And my children are all grown pretty much. So
one extreme to the other.
And all my cousins live in another state. So but we're all well plus that's what's nice about Sunday dinners is that I really never had what you would call a normal family. And I'm guessing this is normal family.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say normal. It's hard to walk into. It took you a while. It's kind of by invitation only. It's exclusive.
It's a close-knit group.
Sure. I mean, which is nice to have.
Yeah. There's stuff said that they can only say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to sit back and watch sometimes. Right. And sometimes I jump in, but most times I don't.
And it's usually to defend me.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was really personal. Are we supposed to be this?
Do you push away from the table and stand up when you want to say something?
No.
No, but we do. When we know when it's about to get hot, when it's about to get get heated, I guess you'd say, mm-hmm. you say permission to speak freely.
that's
true amongst us.
Absolutely true.
Yes. And when you say mm-hmm. that means all systems go. You can say whatever
well,
you want.
And the other one is open forum.
Open forum also means
can we
can
speak open forum? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that means somebody is going to say something or she's going to say something.
And somebody's feelings could potentially
get really going to get kind of uncomfortable, but they've said open forum, so.
Yeah.
Can someone say no to open forum?
No one ever has.
One ever has. Okay. We're usually,
it's part of the healing process.
It is. Right. It's
really a good system.
Do you guys live on the Starship Enterprise? Mm-hmm. Is it a lot of permissions?
Yeah, we do. Well, we just do it. I think it's just, I don't know. It works.
It's fun.
It works.
It's fun.
Okay.
Funnest place I've lived. And I've lived a lot of places.
Is that what he says? He's like, you know, this is really fun living here.
Mm-hmm. I look forward Sometimes to those Sunday does. Dinners like no other. Yeah.
So do they ever, I'm sorry for being, I'm asking.
No, it's
you're curious. You're really curious about all this.
So can the cousins or aunts, or can they bring an outside person in now and then?
That does happen occasionally.
That does happen.
And I could see maybe someone they're dating or what have you, but I'm just saying just a friend. You know what? So-and-so, I'm going to bring them to dinner. Can that happen?
Yes, that happens. Uncle John does that. I think that's it, though. Uncle John will bring somebody.
Well, I've been thinking of asking Bodart, so I don't know.
Yeah. I'll cut that out.
You don't have to. we do.
So and not really, though. Because Uncle Johnny, I could just see he finds a buddy in the afternoon and brings him.
They're
that
usually
evening.
Female, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are. They
like
are.
I said, finds a buddy.
Finds a buddy.
Unannounced, or no. Does he tell you? Hey, I'm.
No, it's usually no. He'll call and know? He'll call and he'll say, "What's the forecast for a guest?" That's how he. That's how
okay.
he.
All right.
And if
cloudy.
If we've just had a doozy, then I'll say cloudy.
Okay.
That's not true.
That's true. It's not about having a doozy. It's the recovery time after.
Yeah, that's true.
You know
true.
What I mean?
That's so true.
Today's not the day.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not that. But usually, it's always interesting when he brings someone.
Okay.
So yeah, usually I'm like, yeah, let's
bring
do this.
It.
Bring
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and but it's...
Now, does this person typically... be quiet or are they
no I mean, they're usually real talkative
okay
yeah
okay.
They want to jump right in or they just want us to listen
see, almost to the point of it's uncomfortable they're so open it's
yeah but I think yeah. but you said this once that's the environment that our house is people just feel like they
yeah
can.
It's very relaxed and people are immediately okay. comfortable from
okay and you know you and I have had this conversation when we worked together for some reason people always felt it was okay to just say whatever they wanted to me
right
for some reason
you have that
like,
true.
Yes.
You have that about
I don't
you.
Know what that is but apparently that's the kind of house I have as well
mm-hmm. okay
yeah
with really cool hardwood flooring that I installed.
He did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's very open and honest.
It is. And there's a lot of cussing usually.
Okay.
A lot of cussing.
The classic quote from Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Thanksgiving, one year Uncle John hit his head on the wall behind. He just scooted his chair back and just...
his chair back to stretch and hit his head on the wall and said...
If you don't like cussing, you better cover your fucking ears.
Yeah.
And then he let the expletives fly.
And then
So did anyone cover their ears? The
no.
kids?
No.
no. There were some kids though.
You know what?
In another room.
That's the other thing too. When there are kids around, my Uncle John will always say, "Don't cuss. Don't ever cuss."
Right.
And then he just lets.
Look
it
what
fly.
It did to me.
Right.
Is that what he says?
Exactly. Yeah.
And they're really good about not cussing though. So.
Yeah, the kids that are around usually do pretty good.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably because you don't promote it.
No, not so much. We know when not to or
boy,
when
but
to.
When oh yeah, the no kids weekend. It's
yeah, when there's no kids around, it is game.
It's game on.
On.
I mean,
fat kids weekend. I'm sorry.
Like a fat kids weekend, or if there's no kids at the house or family or whatever. Yeah.
So does it start Saturday morning? You've slept in and
Friday afternoon.
Oh, okay. It starts Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon, we try to go see a movie. We'll try to.
We don't ever go see movies together.
That's not true.
Okay, when's the last time we went and saw a movie together?
Moonrise Kingdom.
And how long ago was that? About a month?
About a month. It's because you don't like to go to movies.
I don't like to go to movies.
I don't know why not.
I feel like it's a waste of time.
I love movies.
You could get a lot done.
I could be on Pinterest in the time it takes us. You know how many things I could pin in an hour and a half?
Now, who's healthier? Me.
Right.
That's what this is.
But you really enjoy going to the movies.
I do love to go to movies.
Okay, well, there you go. He's a regular at his movie theater. They know his name. They know what he orders.
Do you have a seat? If it's, you know,
because
all those theaters
are
basically the same. You go, okay, I like the about 4 rows up, come over, middle, you know.
I like the last row in the bottom section.
Oh, okay. That's kind of close, really.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah.
Kind of, you almost got to do the lean back.
No, not the... Yeah, the last row before you get to the upper section.
Yeah.
That one. That's not bad.
Okay.
It's not that close. That's where I go. That's where I sit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Jess, obviously you prefer to watch movies at home.
I don't even like to watch movies at home. Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a Fat Kids Weekend.
Her
Unless
favorite thing to watch is?
I'm so
TV.
Embarrassed. Oh, on TV?
Mm-hmm.
What do I like to watch on TV? Oh, I watch a lot of Friends reruns. And I know, you know what? I really need to start. I'm going to make an effort now to maybe start recording Seinfeld reruns. Mm-hmm.
And start watching
Friends.
Those?
Yes. Because my greatest joy when I worked here...
Yeah, she talks about this all the time.
...was the one Seinfeld episode I ever saw was the one with the massage therapist that he was dating. Was that right? Was he dating her?
I don't know if
Jerry
he
was dating,
her, but she was... She was... Somehow
something was
interacting
going on
with
yes.
one of the four.
And I said, well, that's Stifler's mom, which the actress name is
Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Mm-hmm.
And you three, including our friend Matt, said, no, there's
we,
no way.
We
there's
all
no
considered
way.
Ourselves Seinfeld experts, and we were like, no way, that's Jennifer Coolidge.
Mm-hmm.
I just went along to agree with them.
Uh-huh.
I
mm-hmm.
had no clue, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it ended
Are you
up,
kidding
I was right.
Me?
I was right.
No, I'm not kidding you.
All right. Maybe so.
I don't want to be, you know, the dude that.
Disagreed with his buddies.
Right.
Right. That's
right.
true.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were right about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all I needed.
Okay. I think we...
think we're good?
Well, I don't know. How do you feel over there?
I don't
you
know.
You want to keep talking?
We can. What do you guys want to do?
Should we talk about something more interesting?
Here's our question. Are you going to do it again?
Do what again?
No, this. She's going to come back...
I am?
...at some time when we have a guest.
Whoa. What?
We've talked about this. Like if Warren comes on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, well, that's true. I am friends with a lot of our
comedian friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So
Greg,
this isn't a one and done.
No, we don't have to do that.
No, it's a one. I don't know. This might be the last time we have just her on.
Greg Warren,
Tommy Jonigan.
What did you say the last time you just have me on?
I don't know what you're saying. What? And did
Go
I say
ahead.
That?
What?
No, I think it went fine. Yeah, I don't know why you think it didn't go fine.
It didn't. I could tell on your face. You are not happy
That's
with this.
Not true. I'm
yes.
very happy.
Lies.
He's not sweating.
He's not sweating. Hmm.
Are we going to do music out and everything?
Do you want to do the same intro to the out?
Do we have another choice?
No, you didn't ask me for another choice.
I feel like we talked about too much negative stuff.
No.
Really?
You don't think so? Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
We're usually very fun. We laugh all the time at home.
Most of the time.
Mm.
Especially, we're on an incredible roll. I don't know why I should be
saying that out
loud.
What did I say yesterday that made you laugh so hard? That's one of my things. Remember you came in my office and what did I say?
Oh, butt trumpet.
Butt trumpet. I love that word.
She said butt trumpet. Okay, it made me laugh.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
It made Jason
I mean, did
smile.
You just say it or is it in context?
I just like the word.
Oh, sure.
I like pantaloons.
Yeah, I like that.
It's a good one.
And what is it? Air biscuits? What?
Fresh? Yeah, if somebody lets loose in the house, we say air biscuits. Get them while they're hot.
That was one of my questions.
Yeah.
Have you passed gas in front of each other?
Oh, I'm a champion. Oh, yeah. I am a champion. It's sad, and it's always right before bed.
And lately,
and usually he's asleep.
And lately, and it'll wake me up. And lately,
that's true.
Lately, they've gotten louder.
That's true.
Okay.
I don't know about all this.
Really?
Yeah, this is really.
Yeah.
Whatever. Everybody farts. Get over yourself.
Thank you, Jess, for being on the show.
You're welcome.
I'll see you at home.
Okay.
I'm Chick McGee, and I've been off the air.